Hey, welcome to the conversation. I'm sitting here and it's the evening actually. Normally I would do these in the morning, but I think I was procrastinating doing this one because it feels a bit more vulnerable, but at the same time, I know it's so valuable and I want to get it right. So here goes. I want to talk to you about rejection and promotion. I don't know about you, but I don't know any leader of any consequence or significance that hasn't had to overcome significant rejection to become the leaders that they're called to be. It's just the very nature of being a leader. You cannot be a leader and have everyone agree with you or like you. So for me personally, it's in the last couple of weeks, I've noticed a couple of things. One, I was uninvited from a speaking engagement, and then secondly, I noticed someone who got promoted above me in a particular area. Now, those two things on by themselves aren't particularly consequential or really relevant, other than my reaction. So, what I caught myself doing in both situations was, number one, I started to say, well, I didn't want to do that anyway. And I started to make up reasons or excuses that took away my need or desire to be on that platform or in that place or getting that promotion. That was number one. Number two, I managed to spiral it down another whole level by starting to think or say out loud things about that organization or person or group that took away their validation or took away their platform or took away something about them in order to make it easier for me to actually be in the situation I was not going. After that step number two, I'm not sure what woke me up, but I realized this is. What am I doing? This is crazy. I'm reacting to a situation because, number one, I feel hurt that I was uninvited or overlooked or promoted. That's normal. It's normal to feel hurt, disappointed, and a sense of rejection when you don't get picked, when you don't get promoted, when you don't get chosen. When you get uninvited, when you're the last one left to be, all of that, it's actually normal to feel a sense of hurt or disappointment or rejection. That's normal. But what we do with that determines everything for what happens next. So for me personally, I started to realize rather than dealing with my pain in a healthy way, I tried to protect myself by partnering with that rejection, whether I would say a spirit of rejection, and trying to reject the organization or the individual or the group or the whatever it was, to try and I would reject them to try and protect myself from the situation. If I don't stop it there, I further partner with rejection by seeking to undermine or devalue the platform. Actually, what it ends up doing is trying to label that organization, that person, to discredit them, to seek to then make me comfortable for feeling rejected or being rejected in the first place. That is not a healthy situation because what I was actually doing was partnering with rejection. And when you walk around like that and tell yourself the story that you don't want to be on that stage, or you don't want to be invited to that place, or you don't want to connect with that person, and you start making a story in your head why, then what you are giving off, what you are exuding from your life is rejection. So what happens is then people come around you and they may potentially want to invite you or want to include you, but they feel this attitude of self-protection, self-preservation, which comes across like you are actually rejecting them. I was giving off a vibe that I was rejecting others, so then it would be no wonder that I wouldn't get invited into those places. So what did I do? For me, that's my faith and my walk with Jesus that makes a difference. So when I feel hurt or reject it. I don't know what to do. I know that some of this goes way back, things that happened as a kid, or and you could trawl through that and go into a deep dive of counseling. I'm not wired that way. If I need to, I'll certainly go and get counseling. But in this moment, I wanted to just go directly to the source of the pain, discomfort, and repent, which means change my thinking. So for me, what I was doing is I remember distinctly, I was driving to work in my truck, and I just said, Jesus, I was rejected, and I felt hurt from this situation, and this situation. I'm recognizing that I partnered with a spirit of rejection, and not only did I pretend or try and self-protect by discrediting the platform invitation or the person organization, that was wrong of me. I have actually partnered with rejection, and in doing so, I am pushing people and opportunities, invitations away. I apologize for that because it was wrong of me. And Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. And right now, I recognize at the core of it, what I'm needing is protection, feeling safe and feeling comfort. And where I've got that in something other than you, I apologize. So right now, I turn to you, and I'm not even sure how to resolve this, but I ask your spirit, Jesus, your presence to flood me right now. And as I let go of rejection and self-protection, and I open myself up to receive your comfort and the protection that only you give. As someone says, soft front, armored back, but saying soft in the front to you in everything I face. So Jesus, right now, I invite you would be my only comfort and my only protect in this place. I give you the hurt and the pain, and I ask you to convict me, cause me to be aware of this when it happens, that I would keep a short account and in no way partner with that again. Amen. So that's what I did. And even now, again, I just feel a sense of peace. I feel a sense of comfort. And I feel almost like this, a loving correction that's going on in the inside of me. And what happened after that, over the next few days, firstly, I became a lot more aware of where I was doing that. And I got to change my thinking, change my approach, change my head talk around those situations, and actually continue to walk through that. A second thing is I started to intentionally think of the opposite. Where is there evidence that actually I'm accepted? And I made a declaration, which is probably number three, is I made this little direct declaration as I'm loved, I'm accepted, I'm adored, I'm connected, God is with me, I am not afraid. And I'd say that over and over again whenever I start to feel that rejection thing starting to calling out saying, hey, come over here and we'll try to protect you. I'm like, no, I am loved, I'm accepted, I'm adored, I am protected, God is with me and I'm not afraid. And I'm going to move into this situation. I'm going to lean into it, not pull away. So that's what I did in those situations. And here's the amazing thing is, we're now about a week after that. Here's what I've noticed. Number one, we got a surprise donation for Heaven and Business last week from someone who came to an event 6-9 months ago. It just landed, just so happened to land in our mail last week after I'd done that. Number two, I've been talking about launching this podcast and wondering all these questions about it. Well, number two, I was talking to a friend about it, and he says, I would like to sponsor you $5,000 to help this thing get launched over the next 6 months. Number three, I had this connection with Ray Edwards where he met with me and my wife via the phone. He's a copywriting marketing guy at 6 a.m. In the morning on a Saturday and walked us through some of the things that we need to do in setting up our website. Not only that, but after that, I got invited into an exclusive mastermind it's like, I don't even know why. I just, this favor started to come and I get invited into places that the very previous day was completely outside of my ability or control. Number four, I put together and got the cover art for this podcast done. I sent that through to a friend, Cliff Ravenscraft, and said, here you go, I'm keeping myself accountable. Here it is. Next thing, I get this crazy series of texts back saying, this is awesome. Let's do it. Actually, let's do it right now. I feel compelled by God to help you get this launched. It's like he was more invested and motivated than I was. So he ends up spending 20 minutes with me via a Zoom call, showing me and actioning getting this very podcast up and launched. Whereas if I'd left that to my own devices, it would have been at least another 2 weeks. What's the point? Is I am recognizing something has shifted in my life where I'm getting invitations, opportunities. And here's another thing. We go to this mentor meeting. So I'm a part of I lead Heaven in Business. I have third year students from Bethel School of Ministry. The third year students do a third year program, and about three or four of them choose to do that program with Heaven in Business. As a part of that, we've got to go to a training so that we do it well and properly and with excellence. And we're training these students that come with us that they're getting more than that much value while they serve and work with us that we're pouring into them. So before we even start that meeting, what they do is they read out a series of reports or testimonials or feedback from the previous year. They highlighted four different people that have been outstanding in what they've done as mentors. And guess who they caused to stand up? Andy, would you stand up? And they read out this testimonial from what I've done last year in walking and mentoring one of those students. What's the point? When you deal with rejection, the things that you embrace to protect yourself where you're hurt, if you embrace rejection, it actually puts off a repellent for you to get invited places. But when you deal with it and deal with it in a healthy way, it's like it removes the cover. It removes you from being hidden or kept in the dark. And you will find that things will open up in and around you. You get invited, things will accelerate, momentum will increase just because you refuse to partner with rejection and self-protection or preservation. So that's what I did. I'm seeing some significant results, and I know that there are others around me that knowingly or unknowingly have stumbled into that same behavior. Your promotion is just waiting for you to step into, but you have to deal with this rejection thing first. So simply let it go. Exchange it for what Jesus wants to give you, comfort and peace and truth. Look then for the evidence that you are accepted, the evidence that you are welcome. Then turn that into a declaration. For me, it's I am loved, accepted, adored, and connected. God is with me. I'm not afraid. And then start to lean in and move and look for those opportunities and respond quickly and accordingly. And truly, you'll be amazed at what opens up for you. So thanks for being a part of this conversation. If this thing, this conversation is triggering a desire in you to find out more about us and what we're doing, and you want to investigate going deeper, jump on to authenticlife.build, and you'll find out some of the things that we've got going that you can jump on and come deeper with us.